Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holsworth.
Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy. Versace, I love it. Versace, the top of my Audi. My plug is John Gotti. He give me the dust and I know that they mighty.
What's up?
What's up, man? That's that's the new LCB beer coming out, Versace Versace.
Can't wait.
So I just got off the phone with Tyler and I'm like, where'd you get the name? And he's like, it's from a song. I'm like, oh man, I'm
dummy.
I'm just not hip with the cool kid stuff anymore, man. So here we are, man. I'm not Kevin.
You forgot what you were doing, didn't you?
I did, man. I was like, I'm just having a good time. So Kenny and Sean here today, hanging out with you. I'm Not Kevin podcast.
Hello, hello.
IPA Today podcast. So we've got a...
This is our apology.
Yeah, intro. This is really hard on us, man. But that last podcast was a fucking turd, man. And it's I take full accountability for that. I didn't set up my sound properly. I did not select my USB port input from the mixer. And so basically, we just had an amplified microphone off the laptop, and it just...
Oh shit, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I think that's basically what it was. So
this is our plea for a professional audio engineer that's looking for a part-time free gig.
I suck, man. I just need help. Just somebody help me. So anyways, it really picked up the wives really well, and it did not pick up Tyler.
All the people that we wanted to hear.
Yes. So here we go. Some of the people that we spoke with that was quality... Solvang Brewing Company out of Solvang, California, which is about, 2 hours west of here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really cool town. They got the windmills and all that.
It's kind of a Dutch theme place, right?
And they sound like they have a big old system there. I can't remember what he said, 40 or...
Yeah, I think in Lompoc, right, is where the actual facility is. But then they have the restaurant and tap room and right there in Solvang. I've been there before. I just never realized it was such a big place.
Yeah. So they that guy was great, man. He was willing to talk about his beers. He's talking about NASCAR. He was talking about the systems. The guy was quality, but my sound system wasn't. So it's solvangbrewing.com. They're Solvang Brewing Company. Look them up. The beers they brought to the craft beer festival, the Country Craft Beer Festival, were clean. They were
very good. Very good.
I enjoyed them. So that was really good. Also, the band that killed it over there is called The Aviators. And they actually sat down and hung out with us. And they were... Sean, you know what really sucks was everything sounded great over the headphones.
Like a great conversation.
It was a great conversation. We had a good time. We were drinking beers. And I was just enjoying myself with them. Not as much as our wives were, sitting behind the drummer with his shirt off, wearing those bib overalls. Like I said on there, you know, Sean's wife, Tanya, and my wife, Wendy, really did not give two shits about our podcast.
No,
they could care less about them. But when Sherwin showed up with his coveralls on, no shirt, long hair, 2 day beard growth, looks like
sunglasses,
somebody,
aviator sunglasses.
Yes. Looked like right out of WWF. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Tanya and Wendy are front and center, big fans of the show, man. They're right there. So the mic really picked them up.
But what cool guys. I mean, just,
they were great. And I did text the lead singer. And I did ask him if it could get a do over because it just turned out like shit. So he was, you know, of course everybody's like, yeah, when do you want to do this? And I don't have that answer because
it's hard to schedule that stuff.
Well, we're talking about a bunch of people that have other lives other than this piece of shit podcast. So it's, you know, like trying to get Joey on the show. Joey's a shift worker. He's, you know, he's going to be off Wednesday, Thursday.
Right.
Doesn't work for us. Right. Yep. And it's everything we can do to try to do this on a Friday. So we're not just wasting a full Saturday of day drinking. It's better to day drink when the wives are at work.
The wives aren't fans enough as it is.
Right. So the Aviators were badass.
Their show was amazing.
They kicked ass and they did they tried to make it as country as they could they're actually a pretty hard rock group. But the Aviators, at the Aviators Rock, look them up, book them, do what you got to do with those guys. I did ask them. I said, hey man, I said, are you at that level where you're getting a bunch of gigs now, big time stuff, and you don't do the, you know,
the birthday parties.
Birthday party stuff. And he's like, I'll never not do for Bakersfield.
That's cool.
So yeah, guys were cool. They afterwards they went and played the Monte Carlo.
Yeah, two shows, right? Then they were drinking with us, right? They were drinking while they were on the show with us, and then they put on a full bass concert at the festival, and then they wrap it up and head out to the Monte Carlo, and I'm sure the drinking continued and the partying continued.
But that's just a little bar in Pumpkin Center.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Those guys are awesome. And then one of our, you know, favorite guests to have on the show is Tyler and Tyson from LCB. So Tyler was there. Tyler gets his booth set up and runs over and hangs out with us before he's got to head back. Right. He always does that. So,
and talks a ton. He's not one of these guys that just is doing it because just a, okay, I'm supposed to do this.
He likes hanging out.
He's got plenty to say, and he's not just promoting LCB. He's talking about other breweries that he's a fan of, and he's actually engaged in the conversation. So it's great to have him on. Unfortunately,
yeah,
couldn't hear a word he said.
No. So at the Meet the Brewer night, he came over and was bullshitting with us as we were setting up. And I said, hey man, what are some good questions I can ask every brewer? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we got the usual stuff. Hey, what's coming out this summer? What can we expect? Blah, blah, blah. But he's like, hey, talk about expansions.
Yeah.
So I asked
brewery plans.
So I asked Timbler about their expansions. I asked Lengthwise about their expansions, and I never asked Tyler what LCB has got in the works. So I actually just called him. Of course, got his, you know, voicemail. So I called Tyson, got his voicemail, but then Tyler called back. So I'm like, oh, wow, cool, right? So, yes,
he said, new phone, who dis?
Yeah. he said, Versace's a fucking song, you idiot. So, anyways, their LCB has got an expansion. It's going to be Palmdale. And here's what they're going to be. I was trying to get him to give out some information, but somebody's here at the door.
Want me to go get it?
Yeah. I'll finish this part.
All right.
Or wait, no, you want to just hit pause?
Yeah, we'll pause.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Yeah. All right. And power the pause button. We're back. And I don't remember what we were talking about.
It was very important, whatever it was. But we were thanking the people that kind of helped us put together the
I think podcast. We were talking about the expansion. Yeah, I think we were still talking about LCB. And their expansion is going to be Palmdale. They're moving their
system.
Yeah, the current system they have at LCB is going to the new, basically, tap room in Palmdale. And they're going to, so that way Tyson kind of do some stuff there.
Mad scientist shit.
And they're going to upgrade their system at LCB with the new system.
To be announced.
To be announced. I tried to ask him how big it's going to be, and he just, he goes, beep, leave a message. but Tyler did say on the, I think it's the 27th or 28th of April, they're going to have a release. You're going to get 4-pack cans and a Tiku glass for $30.
Of the Hazy E, right? Hey, what was it called?
It's
the re-release with Beer Zombies.
Yeah. And yeah, it's another release with Beer Zombies. And then also right now what's out is the Versace, which was the song we opened up with.
He knows.
Jake, do you know the Versace?
I do. Yes.
Yep. So
who doesn't though?
Yeah, Kenny didn't.
I did not. But once he played it, I'm like, oh yeah, yeah, I remember that.
He started singing along.
That's on my mixtape.
I don't remember who sings it, but
I don't remember either.
And then what's the name of the beer? It's Versace. This is a gated community, so get the fuck achi, or what is that? What's the end of it?
It's actually the line from the song, so.
Right?
But that's basically it.
Yeah, it's something like that.
All right. So, hey, man, with that said, nice segue. Welcome to the podcast, Jake.
Thank you.
Jake, Jacob, you care either way?
Either way.
Okay. And then Lysander.
Hey, what's up,
man? L.A. Ramos. So before I forget, I meant to write this down. It's L underscore A.
Oh, no. L dot,
dot A.
A.
Dot.
Dot.
Underscore.
Man. Ramos. R-A-M-O-S.
Yeah. That's your Instagram, l.a.ramos.
Yeah.
Instagram, cool videos, man. I tell you, you critique beers on your YouTube videos, live Instagram. So check them out, man. L.A.
Get
Ramos.
Get faded.
Yeah, let's get faded. That's
been for about a year.
Yeah. So it's...
getting faded or Instagram?
Yeah,
he's been getting faded since he was junior high.
Yeah, probably.
So now I just remember the last time you were on... we were talking about your voice could have a great voice for radio.
Man, you know what's crazy is I lost my voice this week. And so, I've been kind of like working towards getting it back. And so it's been pretty, It's been pretty rough. The whole family caught the flu. Crap. Yeah, we're just kind of coming back from that. But
Good times. Hopefully you brought it here so we can all get sick. And
No, I'm not.
You know what? Let me try that beer you got. Yeah.
The flu diet.
Sorry, I'm late. I was had diarrhea downstairs and threw up. Had the Uber driver pull over so I could throw up.
It was a fucking rough season too for the flu this year. Yeah. Luckily, I didn't get it. But
people are getting it twice. And
oh yeah,
rough stuff.
It was bad.
So your voice sounds killer over the mic too. You sound real good.
Thank you very much.
I always had the bitchiest Elvis voice, man. I'm either the dumbest guy at the fucking table or I got the wimpiest voice, man.
Welcome to my podcast.
Yeah, welcome to, I need all y'all to talk as high pitch as possible, please.
You have control of the mixer over there. You can,
I know,
you
I was, fuck I, well, I was just up. Doing, I was just taking down his freaking bass a little bit. I'm like, you're not going to show me up, my friend.
Yep. Got it. Yeah. Yeah.
He's like, you think your feelings are hurt now? Wait till you see my dick.
Oh man. I remember the first time I did this episode, when we did it last time, I was like, oh man, I'm so worried. She's going to hear this. My wife's going to hear this. I think she said she got through 15 minutes. And she was like, nope, I'm not going to listen to it anymore.
Oh.
And so, but she doesn't drink, so, you know, whatever.
Did your mom listen to it?
No, no. She's going to tune in this week.
What's her name? Like, give her a shout out.
Oh man, Maricela. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
He fell right into
that
it.
That was easy.
You must not listen to the Troy
it took
episodes.
Us a year. It took us a year to get Troy's mom's name. So shout out to Patty.
Oh man.
All right. Well, now we'll leave Patty alone. Go with Maricela. Yeah. Sounds so what great. Are we drinking? What is this?
This is Middlebrow. It's a beer out of, I guess I should have been reading it as we were talking, but I wasn't. It's a double dry hopped IPA with blended yeast, Denali, Amarillo, and Citra. A portion of the profits from this beer go to the Chicago's Women's Health Center. So you're drinking some,
I like everything. I mean, it sounds like it should be amazing, but there's something about it I'm not digging.
There's a weird thing that some certain hazy IPAs have where it's kind of chalky a little bit. That's kind of what I'm picking up on this one.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, it's I guess kind of sessionable. It's only 6%, so it's pretty light. I mean, a little drinkable, but
yeah, I like that.
But just not a great, not an outstanding flavor like you'd hope for out of a hazy.
And where'd you say it's from again? It's not brewery, but
say.
Oh, really? Doesn't say
Does
like
Middlebrow or something.
Chicago
like
Brow is the
oh the name of the beer
name of the brewery.
I guess I have a computer in my pocket. I could look.
Greenview, Illinois.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, because it said something about Chicago, so I figured it was
in that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool logo. I mean, it's kind of a cool. Kind of looks.
You know, the can looks cool. The ingredient sounds like it should be amazing, but I'm with you, Jake. It's something about it I'm not digging, but I don't know. What do you got there, Lysander?
You know what? I decided to, you know, kind of double fist it, you know, and so, you know, I decided to have some, Curious Haze. It's been a go-to for me.
Are you just drinking that or are you sharing that?
Oh, you know what?
He's brought two. He brought one beer.
He brought one for himself and one for us to share.
Yeah.
That's an amazing beer, though. I've had it a few times.
Are you just going to kill that one by yourself there?
I think I've already did.
Okay. Yeah. Since you
know what I was going to say, though? I was going to ask is, did anybody, and it might be that I'm recovering from I'm not contagious, from a sore throat. Anybody get like a little bit of a hot burn from it, from the Middlebrow?
No? Yes.
Okay. Yes. And that's when I
just
thought,
chugged the end of it and I got that.
And so I was like, maybe like it's my sore throat. You know,
there's a little bit of that in there.
What is it? Initially I thought, what is it? I'm probably pronouncing it wrong. Is it Moteca? The name of the hop?
That's Mojica. It's when you squish up.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say Manteca. That's lard.
Yeah.
In your tamales.
Was it Monteca? I forget it. No worries. It's like some sort of South American
I can't
hop,
remember. I know what you're talking about, but I can't remember what it is.
That's the one that, what is it? The one, Taste My Thoughts, I think has that one in there. And so, from LCB. Mm-hmm. And so I remember kind of getting that flavor at the end of it. I was like, ooh, this is kind of good. But I knew some people were kind of like, you know.
No, that's not the Medusa, is it?
No, I don't think. I think it's the Moteca or something like that. There's some hop. But yeah, this is.
All right. So what do we got here? What do we got here that we forced you to share?
he was trying to Bogart that.
No. So we're trying Device Brewing Company's Curious Haze. It's a Northeast style India pale ale.
Now that's great.
Yep. Oh yeah,
I love this beer. Good.
Did you get it at BBC?
Yeah, you know what? So I live on the east side, and so initially when I was driving from work, I was like, "Oh, I'm only like 15 minutes away from here." Mm-hmm. And then when I got back, I was like, "Oh, dang!" You know, like it's gonna. When I got to my house to drive back here, I was like, "Dang, I got like 30 minutes." So to get from my house to BBC, it's about a 45-minute drive. Yeah, man, but it's worth it. Go there,
take
some
up.
Some Dionysus crawlers, and then
Yeah, they're BBC's bringing.
You kind of hurt my feelings with the Dank Street.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
That was a great video, though.
Yeah. So Lysander's been posting. So you guys, all three of you, are really well. You do great at your Instagram posts, way better than IPA Today does. So Lysander's been talking about going to IPA Today Friday, and he opens up his cooler, and he's like, I've got the Cloud Juice. I got the Dank Street. And all of a sudden, you hear, because I got the Cloud Juice.
Yeah, the coordination involved in that, because he was holding his phone doing the recording, right, going through the beer and still opening it and talk. I would have had a mess.
And then not only does he do a lot of beer videos of critiquing beers, but you do a lot of running.
Yeah.
And then you always drink a beer when you're done running.
Oh, man, during it.
Yeah, and during it. And it's so funny was he videotaped himself on one of his trails running and it like in flip flops. And I'm on my way to IPA. It was so funny.
Oh man.
Nice hammer toe, by the way.
Oh, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no.
I'm just joking.
You know,
you were running way faster than I could.
Well, but you say that, but the last time you were here about a year ago, you were talking about when you finally hit your 1,000 followers, you did a giveaway.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, I was so proud that I was finally hit 1,000. I'm going to do this giveaway. I know how to do a giveaway. I mean, you were so proud of yourself. And one of the guys replies, nice man boobs, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's the worst. You know what?
Welcome to the internet.
I got that on the bike path the other day. Lady's like, oh, you're wearing a vest. That's going to be really great for your man boobs. I was like, dang.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. It's I was like, wow, you know what? Great way to feel better today. But it's been great, man. Right now I'm, my wife, she signed me up for a 50 miler. So I'm going to be, the whole goal of, this year for me is to
she try signed
to,
me up.
Yeah.
Get out the house.
Yeah. Hey, Sancho, you might want to come over on the 15th. I'll stand and run 50 miles.
Yeah. It's going to take like 15 hours. So that's dang,
holy crap.
Got me. Genius.
50 miles.
Yeah.
I hate driving 50
miles. I was going to say, I don't want to drive that far.
Every time I run a marathon, wife gets pregnant. Dang.
And it's begun.
Connecting the dots now.
You come to IPA Today to figure it all out.
Oh man!
What day do we do the podcast?
Yeah, exactly.
This is gonna be right about the time my wife like, and she's like, no.
Yep. Oh, that's what I tried. Yeah. I tried to listen to it. Yep. So yeah. Tell us about this.
Sorry,
beer.
Mom.
Okay, so I've just been drinking this a lot.
Device Brewing Company.
Yeah, yeah. So the first time I picked it up was about a few weeks ago, and I was out at Windwolves Preserve. Mm-hmm. All of you yep. out mm-hmm. there,
uh-huh.
And South so town. They have that huge hill that you climb up. It's about like 1,000 feet of elevation gain going up. And so actually, I did a post where I was like running up and down. I think I did it like for the fourth or fifth time. And so on the third time, I did it, cracked this bad boy open. It was, it's gonna make me sound terrible, but nothing better than a beer on an empty stomach for me.
Right.
And so like I was like, oh, it's perfect. I was able to taste like the pineapple. I was able to taste like
the flavors out of it.
Yeah, just the tropicalness of it. And I know we get a lot of hate from like always drinking from the can, but
Whatever. Whatever. Yeah. It's still a good beer.
What does everybody taste from it? What are you getting from it?
They get the pineapple for sure. It's, yeah. It's just, like I said, I've had it a few times.
Well, you get hate from us when you drink from a can and we have three empty glasses and we're looking at you going, what the fuck, man?
Dick.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a taste of that. One can and
tell us about it.
Four straws.
Oh, man. Jake's like, I gave you my meat, man. You won't even give me your can.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, here we go.
Here comes the meat jokes.
Are you sure you can't edit this podcast?
Yeah, nope.
But speaking of empty stomachs and Jake's meat, we just pigged out.
Oh, man.
Right before
so
we started this.
When we started, we were kind of recapping over the piece of shit podcast we did at the Country Craft Beer Festival, and the doorbell rang, and it was Jacob down there. And he had made, what was that, a shoulder?
Yeah, it's some people call it a Boston butt, but it's from the shoulder area of a pig.
Yeah, so it's still a hole, and he pulls it out of his cooler and puts it on the counter and puts on his rubber gloves and grabs that bone, and just, the bone just slides right out. That was amazing. And the homemade barbecue sauce.
Oh, that was delicious. Yeah,
and Katie kicked down some homemade cornbread. And so, yeah, we We were actually doing, well, Sean, we were talking at what, 11:30?
Yeah, about 11:30.
And now it's 20 after one. So we literally sat down there for over an hour just eating. And,
yep.
And again, it was one of those times where I knew I was full, but I went back for more just because it's so freaking good.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're at an event or something and Jake's got his barbecue going, you need to get in some of that.
So
good shit.
And like I was saying down there, that's when I kind of became friends with you on Instagram, was watching a lot of your barbecuing videos, which I thought was pretty cool, you know, and I really enjoyed kind of watching. So then when we had the last time we were on the podcast together, we're at, Bakersfield Beer Company, BBC, and they had done a tasting with, Sugar Twist and Bravery Brewing Company. And, you were there. So I was like, hey man, won't you, and I'll be honest with you. What I thought was, here was my thinking. So I've got, Tara, who she knows her shit about beers. Yep. And then I've got Brian Avery, who I thought was one of the homebrewers from Foam, and come to find out he's the owner of Bravery Brewing Company. So I realized,
and graciously didn't whoop your ass for insulting him.
So
well, he probably was a homebrewer at some point.
He was. But then you got Kyle Pitzer walking by, and you got Kyle Smith at the bar. I mean, I'm really, all of a sudden I'm like, I am by far the stupidest guy when it comes to beer in the whole room, right? I mean, I need somebody that's going to make me look somewhat good. And then I see Jake and I'm like, okay, this guy just barbecues, right? So I'm like, hey,
just barbecues. Yeah.
So I'm like, why don't you get on the mic, man? Let's talk. He's like, all right. And then he starts talking about some of the most incredible, beer aging and a lot of the chemistry that happens over a certain amount of time. And then I was like, God damn it. I mean, again,
I grabbed the wrong guy.
It's like going to the urinal, you know, and you're there with 10 other guys and you get the smallest dick. And you're like, fuck, every time.
Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. Genetics suck.
Fuck you, Dad.
Yeah, I actually brought,
I actually do have the biggest dick.
Besides that, I actually also brought, some aged beer, so we can kind of go through like some of the stuff I was saying when I was on last time.
Well, so to kind of give a recap of that, I mean, you're aging them yourself, right? You're buying,
it's just stuff
curated beers, and then you're
right. And then luckily I have hoarded enough beers over the years that I don't like drink some of it. So that gets like aged, you know, just for science.
Just by.
So yeah, it's like, some of it I just forgot about. And then other stuff, it's like, I know this, like I brought an older Bigfoot from Sierra Nevada, their barley wine. That's something that I know ages really well. Wow. I brought an Expedition Stout from Bell's, an older one, because those, you know, just stuff that I think ages better than some other beers.
Right. Which it's a big factor in what you pick to age, right?
Yeah, I mean, for sure. Yeah, you don't.
I've been aging an IPA down there in my man fridge.
Yeah, I've done that too on accident.
Yeah,
just gets in the back of the fridge. And yeah.
It was a, it's a KRBC, and it's
first Citra release.
No. This one was
which they did growlers with that, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
What's their new? What is it? It's not Church, but it's one of the other ones that came out.
In cans or
it's bottle? It's a bomber.
Just Outstanding.
No, it's one of the newer ones.
Think Tank.
Yes, maybe 15? Think Tank.
Yeah, I think probably that one.
Yes, it's Think Tank, and I'll be honest with you, it wasn't that great for me, so I didn't open up the second one.
I wasn't the biggest fan of it either.
Yeah, and so it's just sitting down there.
So you're doing a science experiment.
I should probably drink it, because it may not be good now, or maybe it's better.
What year was it?
It's the new one, so it's 2018.
So it's
15?
Yeah, it came out like 2 months ago or something like that.
Yeah. So Think Tank is a lot like the Luponic Distortion, where they keep changing the number because they switched up the hops a little bit. So I didn't realize they were doing that. And that's one of the things I was talking to Kyle Smith at when Bravery was there, when I was talking to you, was that was kind of, I think that was his brainchild of doing that.
Right. Yeah.
What is the ABV on this one?
I think it's like a 7.
Is there any more in that can, Jacob?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good beer. I mean, Device makes other 7%. Ones are really good.
Yeah.
Do you want any more?
Yeah, I'll take some of that. Thank you.
Finish. You're going to just get all the finishes.
I'm getting all the yeast.
Generally, like, the rule of thumb is you don't normally age IPAs, yeah?
Right.
And so, but doesn't, like, Founders, they age their Doomed, right? Like, in, wasn't that, that was an Imperial
IPA. Yeah, IPA. And then they're doing another one that's coming out soon.
Dankwood, yeah?
Yes. Or is that, yeah, that's right.
I don't know. Like, is there certain, like, conditions you have to do for, like, IPAs that are different, or?
We had the Doom. Katie and I did. I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was all right. I know a lot of people, they got a lot of flack for it, but I mean, for me, like, it was good. It was a step up from Lizard to Cause, so.
Yeah, you know, lengthwise, their barrel aged Zeus ages pretty well too.
Okay.
Yeah, it does. You get a lot of the barrel out of it, seems like.
Yeah. It kind of, and again, another one, Dogfish Head 120.
Oh, yeah.
That they kind of turn into barley wines, sort of bit. Yeah, kind of. Because the hops kind of fade out, and then you got that big, like, malt character, as they say. So it kind of like, I don't know, turns it into kind of like a different. I wouldn't do it with a lot of, you know. What's that?
Imperial?
Yeah. Yeah. With like an Imperial, especially like a barrel aged like that. I think Dogfish Head did a different barrel aged IPA too years ago that it aged pretty well. So, okay. Yeah.
What is, aren't they the ones, they have a 13% IPA, don't they?
That's the one, Dogfish Head 120.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. They also do the 90 minute and I think the 60.
60, yeah.
There's a sushi restaurant downtown and we were there and I said, can I see your beer menu? And of course they had the regular Korean stuff, but, and I saw the Dogfish Head and I was like, oh man, let me try that. And I get, I look at the bottle, it's 13%. I'm like, and this doesn't pair well with sushi. I hate it. Who could I talk to about this, you know? And I go, and the guy comes out and I'm like, hey, I said, this 13% IPA doesn't really work well with sushi. And he goes, oh no.
Just kidding.
You got the racist out of the way, got the dick joke out of the way. I'm just checking these off. Yeah, checking these off. Oh, hey man, speaking of dicks, I wanted to give a shout out to Jared from Foam, the Bakersfield. So
we didn't get really to finish our thing.
No, we didn't get to finish it. So this is how, what a dickhead I am, man. He's part of the homebrew community. You know Jared, right?
If I saw him,
yeah, he's got the tattoo of the state of California behind his ear.
Redhead guy.
Yeah.
He's
cool. Cool as fuck, man.
For sure.
So I keep telling him I want to get him on the podcast and he's over there with the homebrewers and I'm like, hey man.
This is a great story.
Yeah. It's like, come on over. And it's his birthday, right?
To back up a little bit. He worked his ass off getting us ready for the homebrewers tent. I mean, he did a lot, right?
No, he helped carry the table, the equipment.
He brought the signs. He did a bunch of work.
The sign that says Foam, which is, what is that stamp for again?
Fraternal Order of Alchemists.
Alchemist. Mash. Yes. So it's the homebrew.
I'm impressed you remember that.
Alchemist was the one.
I don't even know if I can say that.
I have the shirt at home. Yeah. So
he helps out, and we're like, want to get you on there. So he finally sits down. It's his birthday last Saturday, so he finally sits down.
He's not
down.
Even staying for the whole event. He just came to help set up, get the beer set up, and then he left.
So he sits down, and we talked to him for about 3-4 minutes, and then all of a sudden, I look over, and there's three members of the band, the Aviators. So like, hey, Jared, man, get the fuck out of here. I want to talk to these guys, you know?
So, it was shitty.
So yeah, it was really shitty. So he looks at me like, you're a dick, man. I go, hey, and so I told him, I go, hey, as soon as we're done, cause I put on pause, as soon as I'm done talking to these guys, you get back on the mic. He's like, all right, sure, man. So he walks off. We sit there and talk to these guys, or actually just me, cause there's only four mics. Right. So I'm just talking to these guys. We're having a blast. And then we get done and then Solvang guy comes over. And then we kind of wrap it up with Frank and Joey. And, it's like, all right, man, we're at 2 hours and I'm worried about the background noise. So we start wrapping it up. And as I'm putting the shit in the bag, I look over and Jared looks at me and he puts his hands up. He's like, okay, so I guess I don't get a chance to get on the podcast. And I'm like, God, that was such a dick move, man. Yeah. So I officially want to publicly apologize to Jared. Jared, that was a dick move on my part, man. And we did, we actually did talk on texting afterwards, and we're gonna set it up, but he has to do Saturdays, right? Mm-hmm. But also Chase is a Saturday guy, so mm-hmm. I think we'll hang out with those guys on a Saturday. And also Uncle Frank Poncho the Mex, we let him have the mic at the end because he blasted me for the episode before the last one with just me and Joey. He was not a fan of that one. He thought it was extremely boring, extremely unfunny. The only time it got an attempt to be funny was when I was talking about my wife farting, and he thought that was not funny. So he said the only time it got funny was when we got Sean on the mic, on the phone. I called you, or you called me, and we were talking about the difference between giving a shocker and a taser, which is still it's the same thing. But but what made it funny was he was in the car with his parents when he was talking about the shocker. Right, so. Right. He said that was the only thing that was really that funny. So he really blasted me on Instagram hardcore. Okay. So, but it was a little closed group with just me, Joey, John, and Martine. Mm-hmm. So I said, Frank, the mic is yours. Tell us what you thought about that episode. And so, you know, I'm not going to, if that's how you feel, you know, be careful what you wish for. If I ask for feedback, so give it to me. And he let me have it about what a shitty episode that was.
But you fixed that by making the sound all garbled. You can't hear anything.
I cranked up his everything, all his numbers so high that he just came out all muffled. But yeah. So, anyways, I wanted to make sure that Frank, I want to make sure everybody knows that you're honest when it comes to critiquing IPA Today. And you do not think the show is that funny when I'm talking about my wife. So there's that. Troy was also there. He did a little bit of the podcast. He was a very big part in setting up the homebrew tent. Right. So Troy, thanks again for everything you do. Sorry, we really didn't have much time for you on the mic either, because there was somebody else came up and we were like, "Hey Troy, get the fuck out of here, man, get up the mic."
But there was just,
oh, that's
really
when
cool.
Tyler showed up. Yeah,
there was a really lot of cool people that wanted to get on the mic, yeah. So it was hard not to.
It's tough being popular.
Well, yeah.
Well,
it's unfortunate.
Sure.
It sounded like shit, but it did. I mean, we had Vance come on from
Active 2030 Club. Yes,
he was the president of the festival, right?
2030 Club. Yeah.
Yeah, and those guys put on another outstanding party.
Sean Vansigel, always a pleasure when he talks, because he's just so good at what he does when it comes to brewing. Yep. He's like John. He just has all the answers. You know, he's really cool. Jared, I asked. I said, "What did I say with him?" I go, "What's an American?" What was it he made? He made a
American Porter.
A Porter?
I think it was a Porter.
No, it was I don't know what it was, but I'm like, what is that? And he's like, you know, basically it's, you know, you dumbass, it's a porter made in America. Goddamn, you know. So like,
that was an instant response.
Yeah,
like, I tell you what.
Welcome to the show.
You know, I was waiting to hear that answer too. I was like, American Porter is like a difference in the recipe or something like that, but no, it's just a porter made in America.
Well, there's like Baltic Porter.
Yeah.
English porter. Yeah, so I guess an American porter would just be
That's what it was. It's an English, an American porter.
It's a porter with a wall built around it.
Yeah. Yep.
Holy crap! Look at this beer.
What do you got there, Jacob? What is that?
I wanted to bring something that I aged, as we talked about aging beer last time I was here. So this is a 2011 Bigfoot from Sierra Nevada.
7 years.
This is actually Jess Flowers, the guy who works at Save Mart and. Mm-hmm. Does the Biggest Old Craft Beer page. This is his favorite beer. And the reason why I say that is we did a 25-year vertical at his house one day.
Oh, 25-year vertical.
Wow.
So Jess is like, "I will never drink Bigfoot again."
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. We did 25 years and then all the barrel-aged ones as well. So.
Hey, Lysander, you passing that around or what?
I'm okay.
Just going to tell us about it.
I'm like, it's for me and my lady.
Sorry.
Yeah. You
should. It'll come back around. So that was, now I know what vertical means, because another time I felt like the freaking neighborhood retard was when Brian Avery was talking about his barrel aged and vertical. I'm like, "What do you mean by vertical?" And he goes like, "I did 2016 after 2015. I'm like, "Oh yeah,
we went vertically."
Makes total sense when you say it like that.
Then when you're done drinking it, you're horizontal afterwards. So.
Yeah. So how different, I mean, exactly. I've never had Bigfoot, just native. I mean, I've never had it.
Oh, okay. Never had it fresh.
How different is it?
Hang on a second. Let me,
Yeah. So, awkward silence while everybody's drinking, but this smells a little,
A little boozy.
Yeah. Boozy. And, it's got a cool amber color to it. Nice amber head to it. And it smells a little boozy, but Lysander, what are you picking up? Like, I'm picking up like butterscotch.
Yeah. Butterscotch, kind of like a, I don't know if I'm getting it wrong, like a dank caramel, you know, kind of flavor to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Wow. Yeah,
I didn't think that was wrong at all. It was pretty good.
The interesting thing, too,
I wouldn't have come up with that.
Some of the hops are still there. Bigfoot's pretty hoppy to begin with when you first get it, which is one of the reasons why you can age it, and it ages so well, is it kind of like mellows it out. But some of it's still there. It was really interesting when we did the vertical, because I think we went back to 96.
Nice.
Which that pretty much just tasted like liquid mud.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know Sierra Nevada did a barley wine.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's I think it's a January release.
What's the ABV on it originally?
I don't know. It's only 9.6. I thought it was higher than that. But
9.6.
You pussy.
Yeah, come to me. Yeah, don't come to me until you get to 11.
Well, yeah, usually barley wines is like, "Oh shit, that's 13%, you know.
So is the color, because it's got a really cool color to it.
Yeah.
It's like a, I mean,
It's almost like you melted down a Werther's caramel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is pretty cool, man. No wonder it's your guys' favorite. I unlike Sean, I only took a little bit because I know that's your favorite. So I didn't, Sean almost filled up his glass.
Well, and we,
liar.
When we did that, vertical, there was what, nine of us?
Eight.
And we did 25 years in a day. I mean, they were 12-ounce, you know, yeah, glasses like that, but still.
No, you guys sharing the bottle? Or
yeah, we're sharing
okay.
the bottle. Yeah.
Okay, not everybody just drank one.
No.
Everybody drank 25.
but what a cool project.
I mean, yeah, it was. And then the thing that was interesting, too, is 2007 and before, Sierra Nevada, all their bottles were twist-off. So they were like highly, highly oxidized by the, you know.
Oh, I can imagine.
And then right at 2008, they kind of like, they cleaned up a little bit because they're like the ones you got to like, you know.
Yeah.
Get like, take them off. Pop off, yeah.
So what do you have right now at your house as far as when you're aging these beers? Do you have a wine cellar, a beer fridge, or just in the garage? Or in
cool
a
closet.
Closet.
They're just, yeah, they're in a cool closet.
Are you going to a cool closet? Because temperature is just a cool ass closet.
It's just a cool ass closet. Yeah. Okay.
It's got
a
disco light. And
yeah.
Kind of like the closet where Lysander got that sweater.
Oh, shit.
This sweater came out of the cool closet.
You like, as soon as you open the door, Barry Manilow starts playing.
Yeah.
Fucking,
yep. It's oh, great. This sweater's got staying power.
Welcome back. Welcome back, Lysander. Yeah.
Man, I was feeling pretty legit when I walked out the door.
So yeah, good.
You know, I came out because I got out of work, you know, I had my plaid tie and everything on. I was like, you know, I gotta freshen this up. I put on a gray cardigan. I was like, yeah.
You forgot where you were going.
You're fresh as fuck, dude. Yeah, we're like a beer t-shirts on. You're in a cardigan. Yeah.
Holy shit.
No, it looks good though. It's good. Yeah.
That's not gonna stop him from fucking.
I think it matches the voice a little bit. Like, it does. Like that radio thing good. And the nice like, you know, pullover. Like.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's cool as fuck, man. He's cool.
Cooler than a polar bear's toenails, as Outkast said.
as they say. Yeah.
Oh man. This is good. I haven't had a barley wine from Bigfoot ages long. So,
from Sierra Nevada?
Yeah.
I've had the barley wines and I get them and then I drink them probably as soon as I get them. I remember the first time I had it, I was making some ribs at home and that was terrible. I popped it open and I was like, you know, I'm going to finish my glass before I go check on them because I was trying to get the sear initially, but I came back like the whole like
grill on fire.
Yeah. I was like, damn it.
And you had the whole thing, so you didn't really give a fuck.
He's like, oh no, save the sweater. Oh.
I know you won't say it, dick.
Yeah.
So on this aging process, I mean, how many, when you go out and buy beer and you shop beer, I mean, how many do you drink and how many do you cellar?
Well, it's funny. That's changed over the years. Because the price of beer has changed quite a bit. I mean, back in 2004, 2005, I mean, I would get a case of Bombers.
Yeah.
Cause, I don't want to put any breweries on the spot, but some like, you know, barrel age releases, they were for a Bomber, it was $6.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Maybe 10, wow. You know, and now it's 15, 20. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe now I get two.
Yeah.
Just cause, you know, you get so less, you know, amount of beer now. So, but like these come in six packs, the Bigfoot. So, and the rule of thumb that's kind of cool is if you have six of them, like open one every 6 months or so and just see how it's like holding up.
I think that's something I'm interested in doing when these come out. I'm definitely going to grab some of these and I've got a cool closet as well.
Yeah.
And not at Lysander's level, but it's
no Barry Manilow.
No cardigans.
But I'm thinking about, I'll put one in the man fridge and I'll put the other five in the closet. And then, like you said, every 6 months, just see what it is.
Yeah. I think the six pack, and don't quote me on it, but it's $12, $13. It's not too bad, you know, for how much beer you're getting.
When you start getting the craft, I mean, like you said, the price is now, if you drink craft beer exclusively, $12 or $13 for a six pack is about what you're going to pay anyway.
Right. So right.
Do you do a lot of your shopping at Save Mart for the beers?
In town, I do Save Mart, BBC, and Westchester.
Yeah.
My spot. Oh, Westchester.
Yeah. You know, so Jess does a wonderful thing there that he's one of the OGs in the craft beer community in Bakersfield. And he's, you know, one of the managers over there at Save Mart, and he gets all these beers in. Why that's significant to us, being Sean and I are big fans of LCB, but that's one of the few places that LCB brings their beers into Bakersfield. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of a big deal for us, you know? So, thank you, Jess, for what you do, man. For sure. I appreciate it.
His prices are more than reasonable too.
Yeah. I mean, he's not gouging, but you know what? There was a couple of, I went to a, you know, the new thing, Lysander, you know, the new thing now is when you have a baby, you invite a bunch of guys over to drink beers and they bring a box of diapers, you know? And right. So I told my son, I go, I'm going over to a diaper party. And he's like, That was a diaper party. I go, well, it's where we all put on adult diapers and drink beer. What the fuck you think, you dumbass? You know, fucking you ain't, a, you ain't sorry, you ain't a you ain't a son of mine. So, anyways,
you can't deduce that knowledge out of that yeah, statement.
So, anyways, I stopped by Save Mart, grabbed that thing of diapers, that you know, extra large for me.
whoever pees himself first, they win, right?
Yeah. Whoever takes the shit wins. Yeah. So I grabbed the thing of diapers, but I was, there was a couple of new modern times over there. There was the, a hazy mosaic hazy, and then there was a Citra hoppy.
Yeah. The booming rollers.
Yeah. So I grabbed
that's
the,
my joint right
I grabbed
there.
The mosaic hazy. And took it over there. Of course, I'm glad I did because they said, don't worry about anything. I'm going to cook hamburgers. I'm going to have plenty of beer. When I got over there, it was a Michelob Ultra.
Oh, yeah.
So, I'm glad I grabbed that four pack. And then, you guys have all heard me talking about my buddy Chase I work with, and he's from Kentucky, and him and his dad are just natural light drinkers. That's their thing. So, he's over there in the pool. He's got his long, he wears a man bun. So his hair is out, right? He's got his long hair and he's in the pool. And I get in there and ask.
Always wearing his diaper.
Yeah, I wear my. Yeah. Don't wear that in the pool. You got to put the little plastic thing over it. You know?
But it's swell up and fall to the bottom.
But anyway, I get in the house and Jared answers that. Another Jared, and he's like, "Hey man, come on in." And I look out and I see Chase in the pool with his long hair. I'm like, "Hey man, who's the hot bitch in the pool?" So I walk out there and I've got my my Modern Times, and he's like, "What's that?" I go, oh, it's Modern Times, man. It's the mosaic, hazy mosaic. It's made with the mosaic hops. He's like, yeah, whatever that is.
talk English.
Yeah, yeah. Just put your man, now, just put your hair back up in a bun. Don't worry about it.
That guy right there drinks American porters.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yep. So what do we got there, Sean? It looks good. That's this a good looking can.
This is a very session. This is called a Session India Pale Ale from Hopstar, Fulton, Minnesota.
Now, this is from your little shipment you got.
So, this is from Tavour. Both these beers that I brought.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're cool.
Yeah, yeah. They get some really neat stuff.
Mm-hmm. I've been pronouncing that wrong this whole time. Tavour?
I'm not educated on
this. I always say Tovar.
Oh. Tovar.
That's a name.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
So, this is like 4.9.
Oh, nice.
All right.
So, real sessionable.
The cool thing about, and this is the one reason why I actually joined the tea place was because once a year they get a Braxis.
Oh yeah.
Oh nice.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah. They already got it this year, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, I bought other things from them, but that's Braxis is one of my favorite beers and it's hard to get. So, and they'll have it. And I think there's, I don't even know if they put a, and they might put a limit on it, but it's,
you they can put a limit on most of their stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You can get a couple and the price on it's reasonable. Fair. Or whatever. Yeah. So,
this got a crazy nose on it.
Yeah. For such a light beer.
Yeah, I like that. That's really good.
It tastes good?
I haven't tasted it. I was just still sniffing it, and I was waiting for Lysander.
Oh.
What do you think?
No, it's good. It's really, really good. I haven't really got the flavor profile yet. What are you getting from it?
I don't know. I'm getting, I guess the, what did you say the hops was? Were they Citra?
I don't think I read it.
I don't know. I'm getting, you know, to me, it just seems kind of like a Citra.
Citra Mosaic Amarillo.
So this is very much a, like a sit next to the pool and drink.
Yep.
I can taste that mosaic for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good. It's drinkable.
Yeah. This is it, man. This is what I like. I like, I'm a huge fan of the Amarillo and the Citra, obviously. And then who doesn't like mosaic? But it's something like this under 5%, Sean?
Yeah, 4.9.
Oh, really? Wow.
This is what I want right here, man. Every day.
Twice dry hopped.
Yeah, this is it. This is it, man. This is the jam right here. My new favorite beer.
Yeah, pretty cool.
My new favorite beer right now.
Today. This minute. We're not done yet.
Yep.
Yeah, this is just, you know, with that Tavour, whatever you want to call it. With that website, with that app, you really just don't know what you're going to get. Unless you know, something comes across the thing, you just, every day they're putting new stuff out. So you just kind of go, yeah, sounds good. They do really good write-ups on them.
Mm-hmm.
I found some really cool stuff, and I've had some duds too, but.
And they deliver.
And they deliver. And, you know, the more beer you put in your crate, when you load it up.
Yeah, because it's a flat rate, right?
It's basically $14.50.
I wonder if there's some form of like a porn club that has the same thing, and you order these videos and you don't know what you're going to get, but you have to watch them because you have to like do the critiques to stay in the club. Isn't that
business opportunity for kids?
Yeah. And you order six and they're all gay, right? You're like, God, I had to watch six gay. Oh,
somebody lost
you. You almost got me.
Somebody
he'll
lost
give me, he'll give me before the end of it, but he almost got me. But you got to watch him, Kenny. twisting your arm.
Yeah. That would, well, you remember,
See, he's going to tell a story now.
No, 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 but do you remember the BMG club, right? When you, for a penny, you get like 6-7 CDs and.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then they get you because next thing you know, there's one at your doorstep.
Every
like,
day.
Oh, I didn't order that. And it's 15 bucks. You're like, oh, how do I cancel? How do I cancel? But that was a great deal. I mean, I loaded up on a shit ton of the CDs back in the day on that. You're probably too young to remember.
You're still
that.
Listening to them, right?
Well, no, my daughter's got them all now. I mean, she's like...
Lysander doesn't know what a CD is.
I remember, you know, my parents had that CD club, man. That was cool.
Okay, motherfucker.
That was the polite way of saying, you old fart.
Yeah. He's like, my grandmother had
that. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that. I remember, was it AC/DC? What is that you guys like? Yeah. So, Jacob, you were a DJ then, speaking of CDs. That's why I love you as a BMG. So,
oh, yeah. And one thing I was going to say too is, and this is what Trevor does not do. See, like back in the day, we would be in like a record pool, right? Mm-hmm. And records would show up at your door, but it was just whatever the fuck they decided to like
choose, right?
Yeah. Where with them, you can go, oh, yeah, I want that or I don't want that. Right. And then, yeah.
Every day there's something new on the board, kind of, and you just pick.
Yeah. And you can, and then it's 15 bucks for one beer or however many you want to put in there. And
it's kind of, it's awesome, but it's also dangerous. The first month I did it, I was like, yeah, I want that. Next day, yeah, I want that. I want two of those. And then all of a sudden, I got a freaking... Because you pay for it as you say, yes, I want it. And then in the month, you pay for the shipping at the end of the month. And
it's like worse than Amazon.
You don't... Exactly. You don't really know what you paid in total for that particular shipment because pay for it all throughout the month or 2 months or however long you do it. And
But you get your credit card bill at the end of the month and realize...
No, it's the individual charges throughout the month. And you have to go do the math. Oh, this one I did this much.
$6, $15.
Yeah, but it doesn't... You get one credit card statement at the end of the month though, right?
Yeah. You have to, yeah.
And then you realize you bought,
$200 worth of...
Yeah, $200 worth of beer.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
It's awesome, but it's also dangerous.
Yep. So back to my question. Yeah. So your Instagram is at DJ.
Odeed. O D E E D.
Oh, so it's DJ.
Yeah.
O D E D.
So that was some of the notes. We talked about your beer. We talked about your barbecue. Now you're talking about the DJ.
Now the beats. Farmer. Beer, barbecue, and beats. Yeah.
Beer, barbecue, and beats. That should be a website.
That was like my motto for a while. DJ Odeed. Beer, barbecue, and beats.
Is that how you started?
Did you DJ for money, like at parties and weddings?
Yeah. I did. I played at raves for like, I lived in LA and exactly. I'm like, who's doing that? I'm having flashbacks.
Whoa. The reason you didn't do it is because we'd have to pay you.
Yeah.
Right. I do it for free.
Every time I go, throw down a dollar.
That's a buck. But yeah, I started in 89 and then I did hip hop first and then I went into like EDM or whatever they call it now. So I played a bunch of the big parties in LA and I did San Francisco and Portland and Canada, New York, Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, a bunch of different places. So put out some records like EDM style records and whatever.
How do we find them if we wanted to go get one right now?
Odeed. If you look up the thing with Odeed is it's well spelled that way, it's not actually a word. So if you go to Google and just put Odeed, I come up.
Nice.
Yeah. And if you go into marketing iTunes,
campaign.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to prove that out right now.
Do it. Go to iTunes and put in Odeed and I'll come up or Amazon or
so you've done like live DJ sessions on your Instagram too, right?
Yeah.
Those are cool.
Especially if I have a couple of beers in me, I'm like, I'm a fucking DJ.
I'm a barrel aged DJ.
So you get a couple beers and you're showing people how to softly rub in the rub on the meat and you start.
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a track I put out. There was a label called Moonshine. It was like a techno label back in the day from LA. And I play it in the background while I talk about it. Yeah, and I'm the Odeed of Odeed. And then Bionic was my old roommate.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then and this is back when I used to smoke the devil's lettuce, as they call it. And
smoke the devil's lettuce.
The jazz cabbage.
Yeah.
The jazz cabbage. Yeah, I've never heard that one.
So him and I would get like, lifted, whatever the kids call it these days. And then we just fucking write stupid techno songs, basically. And,
That's cool. Man. That sounded pretty good. Yeah. I mean, maybe you could write me some intro music.
Yeah. There's some YouTube guys like the Beer King. I don't know if you know who that is, but his intro, I did his. And there was a guy named Hoggy. I did an intro for him. So, because I used to do YouTube like drinking videos and stuff. And so I met some of these guys.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. It's way
so
cool.
You're almost like a celebrity sitting here.
Almost. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Funny. We realize that once you're already on the show.
I'm very humble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool.
That's very cool.
But you're kind of what I was getting at was you're kind of a man of many talents.
Yes. Farmer by day, DJ yeah.
I mean, that's
by
pretty
night.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Pretty diverse.
Well, it was like when I was a kid, you know, when you're 14 through 18, when you're living at home, you know, you make goals, but you don't really know what the real world's, you know. So I was like, well, I want to move to LA. I want to work at a record store. I want to play at raves and I want to, put out music.
Right.
So I did all that.
And I want to screw up a supermodel.
Screw up a supermodel. Not screw a supermodel.
I screwed up a lot of people. But,
not screw up a supermodel.
But I'm picturing now that you say that, like every time you thrust forward when you're humping, you're.
there were a lot of people.
And instead of the tasers, on her ass.
And the beat drop.
There were a lot of people screwed up while they were listening to me. Right.
Love it.
But yeah, so I did all that and then I realized, oh, well, there's not really a whole lot of money in this. I mean, DJing is like playing the guitar. You're either broke or you're rich.
Well, it's kind of like what you were saying about farming, right? I can imagine you were investing a lot of money on equipment, right? Mixers and.
Right. I mean, I still have all that stuff too at the house. Well, most of it anyways. And I have a very nice alarm as well.
Next podcast episode.
Yes. Yes. Hope he gets all of his shit jacked. So yeah, I mean, I still have all the stuff and I still do it. And like, you know, like he said, I'll barrel age myself up a little bit and go on Instagram and like, you know, throw down some beats or whatever. So
that's fun.
What was the cabbage called again?
Jazz cabbage.
The jazz cabbage.
Jazz cabbage.
Yeah. I never heard that one.
I have not either.
And the devil's lettuce. Brent Nelson. I got to give him we're not supposed to use
Nelson hops.
Oh, you can.
Yeah. Brent Nelson hops.
Yeah.
I got that from him.
Just in case you didn't hear the first time. It's Nelson hops.
Yeah. Nelson hops. Yeah.
He's all hopped up on that jazz cabbage.
Yeah, he is.
Devil's lettuce.
The devil's lettuce.
He's writing.
I got to write that down. Yeah. Devil's lettuce. Devil's. Lettuce.
Oh, I lost it when I heard that. I'm like, that's good. I wasn't even high when I heard it. I thought it was really funny.
Jazz cabbage.
But also, I'd like to say I'm officially like retired on that front. I don't partake anymore. I get
in jazz cabbage or DJ.
Yeah, or DJ. Now we want to know
not really either one of them anymore. DJing, I still do every once in a while, but yeah.
No more jazz cabbage. You jumped to the ecstasy.
You know what? I've never even done it.
That was like in that world, right?
And it's
surrounded by it
all the time. Everyone always goes, you DJed. Like I DJed. At the sports arena, there's 80,000 people. I did the love parade. There was a million.
Wow.
You know, and then I did.
A million?
There was a million.
I would hate to be the janitor the day after at the love,
at the love parade. Yeah, you're not feeling the love then. The next day.
No, that's just a lot.
You're not loving anybody.
A lot of nasty mop water. Horrible, man. Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm so glad I didn't take a drink.
Fucking devil's lettuce. God damn it. Devil's throw up.
I don't even remember what I was saying now.
I don't either. I apologize.
It wasn't that important then, if I don't remember.
No, you did a big
a million
there.
People.
Oh, yeah. People. That's right. And then and people always go, yeah, you never did ecstasy. And I was like, no, it was, for me, it was, there was like the loud music, the lights, the crazy, like, people.
Too much going on.
It was already enough. You know, I don't really need to like, and then plus usually I was like working.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got to kind of keep your wits about you.
Yeah. And I wanted to make sure I got paid. And cause that was like my rent money back in the day. Like, you know, I get all wasted and then like I didn't get paid.
I don't need a check.
Yeah. I don't care. I love everybody.
Yeah. Well, I understand because that's how I am when we get done with the podcast and I got to wrap all my equipment up. And I never know what I'm going to see in my bag the next day. Like when we do a location gig. Mm-hmm. Well, I think the last time I was at your house, I had one of your plugs.
Yeah, you took some of my equipment home with you.
Yeah, so you just never know. And then I always got to get up the next morning and check my shit, see what I lost, what I forgot.
And then check
how many of those headphone adapters do you go through?
A lot.
Yeah.
And then go through your text message to see who you pissed off.
Right. Yeah, I usually do a lot of apologetic texts the next day. And then I got to apologize again when I put out the podcast. And I listen to it on because I will literally – do a podcast on a Friday, Saturday. I'll put it out on Sunday.
Rookie.
Yeah. I'll put it out on Sunday and I'll listen to it on the way to work Monday. Mm. Then I'm like, oh man, I should probably edit. That's not good. Then I got a text.
When we first started these things, I used to edit a lot, like filter a lot of crap out and think, why do you edit? I don't edit my fucking, I don't care. And then he started.
This is why
he started going through this. Oh,
I well, when, have cut well, that out. You know, you when you start out with 10 friends and you're down to 3.
Well, it's like I said, I used to do YouTube drinking videos. They weren't like craft beer reviews. They have you guys ever seen these 40-ounce videos?
Oh, where they chug them?
Yeah.
40 ounce.
Yeah. Yeah, I used Edward's to be one of those guys. Guys.
Okay. What? Are they still on your channel or?
No, they're okay. They're unlisted.
Okay.
So
okay.
If you have the link, you can watch it, but you can go look it up. It's not.
Nice.
But yeah, they were when it was the old school YouTube rules where it was 10 minutes, right? That was as long as.
Yeah.
So you had to drink the 40 in 10 minutes. And oh, then you shit. just oh, said sounds whatever.
Like, sounds like high school all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. You just said whatever as you were like drinking these like 40. So about 7 minutes in, like, you know, you're ripped and they're not edited or anything. So like people would just say like the craziest shit, oh, you know?
I never saw any of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can send you guys some. Somebody's here.
Yeah.
Power the pause button or what?
Yeah. Power the pause button. Oh, you know what? You guys keep talking. I got to go check the door.
All right.
You know take your headphones off. You're not going to get there.
You know how this podcast
I'm like, that's right? A long cord. We can go.
I know how it goes. Kenny's a dick, blah, blah, blah.
It's probably Jehovah.
Oh, man. So what's the deal with this? So Kenny's trying to come out with a beer, right? With LCB?
So he thinks he is. I don't know that LCB's bought on for this.
It's, so it's the IPA today.
He wants to call it the podcaster's paradise.
Okay.
He wants the logo on the can to be a picture of him. But with Coolio's hair, so like
I was going to say, he's been spending most of our lives. Yeah,
yeah. So that's his plan. He's been pitching it over and over and over to.
I've heard it the last two episodes.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's pitched it to Tyson before. Little response so far from Tyson, but he's still working on it. He's confident. He's going to get it, but it would be awesome. I mean, it would be a really cool thing. Obviously, Tyson would make an amazing beer, but
he just needs to go. He probably needs to go up there and get Tyson drunk, and then.
Dude, we try. Tyson, it doesn't work that way. I mean, we've been up there a few times with Tyson and drank with Tyson.
Yeah.
He doesn't really get drunk.
Okay.
Right? I mean, no. He's got us destroyed more than once.
I
and he's like, we were up there one time when he had the cloud juice as real as AF,
mm-hmm.
and he was ready for us to start doing shotguns.
Oh,
and that's like 11?
Oh, yeah.
It's nine.
You're not joking either.
No, he drinks right with us, and he's like, go.
I don't think he drinks with us. But I think like he'll fill himself up a glass of what he likes, and he's feeding us like tasters and tasters mm-hmm. and True. Big glass.
He's so, pacing himself.
Yes.
Yeah, he's smarter than we are. Is what you're saying?
No, he knows what he's doing.
So this is
cloud juice.
Yeah,
that's good.
Oh man, that's
great beer.
So, love the cloud juice.
I might have to grab a little bit more of that if you don't.
Oh
want
yeah,
to.
Yeah. Go to town. I'm pacing.
There's enough, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we're bringing a crowler from Dio.
Yeah. So juice. I went ahead and filled my glass up pretty full.
See, that's 8.4. I couldn't even tell.
Yeah, this is what I had. I went to a St. Patrick's Day party,
okay.
and I brought a crowler of cloud juice to share. But they were like drinking Moscow Mules, and one guy was drinking his Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up drinking just the whole crowler, but I paced it, and it lasted all night, and it was perfect.
And you just know you're drinking great beer, and just stretch it out.
Yeah, the only thing was it wasn't on ice, so it was getting warmer. But so that was my neighbor. He's like, hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
I go over podcasting upstairs. He's like, okay, well, I didn't see any cars here. I haven't seen any movement going on. And I saw your trucks. I was making sure you
thought you were
sick.
Dead.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, man, good looking out, man. So,
want a beer?
He's the uncle of one of the original guys from Sofa King podcast that helped me get started in this gig. So, So he, just checking on me. That was cool.
Yep.
Now that's I feel nice bad because I did a Joey pour and now nobody seems like they have as much beer as me.
So, Joey pours? Is that what you guys call
Yeah,
it?
Joey. Yeah, he did that. Were you here for that?
No, I heard about it. I've been there. I've been present for him before, but
it was one. We had like, I don't know, 4 or 5 shitty beers. Oh, you know what? Yeah, they were, I think they were, I don't remember. They were okay beers. I don't remember what they were. And we finally get one. we finally get one that was just super freaking danky hoppy. Crazy good, and I poured a little bit because I'm used to these shitty beers.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's pretty good. And I look over, and Joey's full glass. And I'm like, God damn it, dude, that fucking can's not gonna make it around the table if you're doing that. Oh, sorry.
So at least Lysander brought a separate can.
Yeah,
he did it with the device.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So
are you guys gonna watch me drink this? Oh, by the way, I've got another one. So that was You're right.
Yeah. It's pre-gaming. So I was talking to him about the whole what is it, Podcaster's Paradise, right? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Is that not a great idea?
That is.
Have
great.
You heard this?
No, I have not.
We were talking about while you were hanging out with the neighbor. We were talking about
again, Tyson. I'm sorry, I got to keep bringing this up, and I know you want to keep this on the DL because you know. But anyway, so Tyson does his collaborations with Beer Zombie. He did the All Haze on Me. What was it? The People's Champ. So he's doing all these collaborations, and I thought, how about an IPA today? IPA called Podcaster's Paradise with my face and Coolio hairdo.
Right.
And they have this Medusa hops. Right. Isn't that cool as fuck? Right. Am I not right? Is that cool as fuck?
Is that kind of like a more like expensive hop too?
Is he? Are you on
live?
Okay, Tyson. So one more time. So here's what I'm thinking. We'll do a collaboration, IPA today, IPA. We'll call it Podcaster's Paradise, and we'll use Medusa hops. We'll have my face with Coolio hairdo poking out.
Duh.
Come
right?
on, man. Right?
Marketing gold.
So
what do we got to do to make this happen?
What do you need from me? what do you need from me, Tyson? I got the ideas, and I got the podcast. I'll put it out there. I mean,
you got the face.
I got the face.
You said too, right? You take some days off, right?
I'll take some days.
I'll take vacation days. I'll go up there and help bottle. I'll brew.
You got tens of listeners at your disposal.
I got tens of listeners, right? And I can go up there and be your assistant. You can call me the hot assistant.
get some pink boots for you.
Yeah, I got the little. I'll take Frank's little Fisher Price brewing boots.
Uh oh, Poncho just joined.
Oh shit! I just said that. Hey, I need to borrow your Fisher Price boots for brewing, Frank.
All right, now the only thing I will say,
he said, fuck.
And I'm not trying to like say like this is a bad idea or whatever. But do you remember when Weird Al did Amish Paradise?
Yep.
No.
Yes. Yeah. There's a.
Did he get in trouble?
Did you see Coolio's reaction?
No.
He was like, "You think that's funny, motherfucker?"
Dang.
He did.
You know what I think about? It?
I don't want.
I wonder who made more money in that song.
I don't want any
Weird
beef.
Al probably.
I don't want any beef from Coolio or Weird Al.
Yeah.
So now nobody can say paradise at the end of their words now.
Yeah, Coolio got pissed.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he got really pissed off. Not that he would get mad at you for this.
I think Coolio. I think me and Coolio probably pretty cool because he knows I'm friends with Black John, Black Ron.
I gotta get his name right.
I probably know a Black John too. I do know Black John, as a matter of fact. Yeah. He used to work with us out there. I know Black John. He's the one that I asked if we went out, doing a karaoke night. And I'm singing to, let's say, an Ice Cube song. Is it appropriate for me to drop the N-bomb if I'm just singing with?
Of course not.
No.
Well, he said he'd have to see who's in the room first. Yeah. He said,
is it just me and you then?
Yeah. Yeah. He said, I'd have to check around, right? So, but at least I asked, I always ask first. It's better to find out no first. So what were you saying? What do you think? It's a great idea, right?
I think it's a great idea, man.
Thank you.
Shoot, I'd be willing to take some days off. Help you guys.
Help us brew? So
you got a plus one.
You got a plus one. I was hearing this. I was like, oh, that sounds like a brilliant idea. So what kind of IPA are you going for? You going to go for a Haze Bomb? You going to go for Imperial?
You know what? I'm not even going to. I'll leave some of that up to Tyson.
It's a collaboration.
It's a collaboration, yeah.
Yeah, an idea.
Well, I like what he likes. I like the danky stuff, but I think it would be smart to use the Medusa hops just because it goes with the hairdo.
What do you get from Medusa hops? Like, what is it? And what has Medusa hops been used in? I'm not sure it has, but.
He said what Tyler was saying was they've used that already in one of it. They had some kind of a special name. What was it, Sean? It was like a 1096.
Laboratory name
on it. So
like those South African or whatever the fuck they come from. They always got 10847B or whatever.
Yeah, 10874B. Yeah. that's South Africa, jackass. Yeah.
Poncho's contributing.
Oh, what's he saying? He
just said Kenny is good at holding things when brewing.
Yeah.
Quote unquote.
So, hey, just so we don't
the ladle.
Yeah, just post the picture.
We had you on here, Frank. We already talked about you and your critique, and we made sure that because you didn't come out very well in the last podcast when you went ahead and got the mic to do your critique, we went ahead and reiterated that you don't particularly care for my humor, my stupid face, and my and talking to my stupid face, and then me talking about my wife's flatulence. So, but you know, I'm just saying, if you know her, you'll know her flatulence. It's just
he knows her.
Yep.
Oh, that's sad. This is like the third time we brought that up.
Your wife's flatulence.
Yeah.
It's a good thing she doesn't listen to this show.
I know, right? Yeah, because if she did, well,
she'd shit all over you.
So we're right at about 1 hour. Let's say we wrap this one up and then start out part two and get going with, and we'll, and for part two, we're going to get you faded.
Oh, snaps.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Good times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned.
Yep. See you, Frank.
Bye.
Frank, what a douchebag.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play. Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.